In October of 2003, a green phenom named Elphaba took the stage at the Gershwin Theater in New York City, and she's been defying gravity ever since. The multi-award-winning musical based on Gregory Maguire's novel Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West, has music and lyrics by the great Stephen Schwartz and a book by Winnie Holzman. The national tour of Wicked is at Proctor's in Schenectady now through November 25th. We are joined by two actors from the company. Paul Krempel plays the Wizard. Gina Farrell plays Madame Morrible, and it is a great pleasure to welcome them both to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
How are you today?
Doing fine. A delight to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
Okay, now, I'm sorry to say this, Gina, but if you want to scoot over to this microphone.
Sure. Hello, hello.
We've been doing this show for, I believe the show is now in its 13th year. Mike 4
has never been on.
Is the Russian roulette of microphones. And I would say once in about 50 times it won't work, and we hit that time. So my apologies,
no,
and
right.
Thank you very much for switching.
No problem.
So how long, and Paul, we'll start with you, how long have you been in this particular production?
I've been doing the show for, I guess it's now 8 months.
8 months.
Yeah, I joined 8 months ago. It's been great.
And Gina?
5 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yes, last city was my very first city, and I'm thrilled to be with this company. It's the most amazing company. This is my second opening night, this wonderful city.
So let me talk about that for a second, of what it is like coming into a show like this, of how much knowledge you had coming into it, and what it is like of joining something that is already
in motion
and a mega hit.
Mega hit. It's very interesting. I always say to people, it's like I've done a couple of these big musicals, and it's like a running train, and it's going down the track, and you have to get on without making it slow down or stop.
Yeah.
So you really have to know what you're doing, and they prepare you beautifully for it, and the company then holds out their hands, and you run alongside and jump on the train, and you go, and you just do it, and they're incredible. They're amazing.
And Gina's great at jumping on the train, I have to say, because she has done a couple of these, and she won't say, but she did Mamma Mia, and she did
Les Mis.
So she's been in a few of these monster hits, which Wicked is now a part of that small elite group of shows that are just events.
And I saw Wicked when it first, before it opened, actually, in one of the previews, a friend of mine, and I just went, oh, I'd love to be in that show, and here I am. I'm very blessed.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And Paul, how did you come to it?
Well, you know what? Over the years, I've been doing more directing and some producing over the last few years, and I would run into friends of mine who played the Wizard, and they'd say, how come you've never auditioned for this? And I said, well, you know, I haven't really been looking for acting work, and I've been living in L.A. most of the time. And finally, I ran into two of them in one day, and it was at a time when I was actually doing a show and I was acting, and I was feeling like I was an actor. And I called my agent, and I said, I think it's time for me to have an audition for the Wizard. And it all worked out. And I had done the original, I was in the original production of Godspell years ago. So
yep.
I've known Stephen for a long time. And it's not like I called him up, but I love his work. And I guess it was meant to be.
When you, and obviously it is a role that I guess Joel Grey did on Broadway, right?
He created the role.
Yes. And but it's an iconic character, an iconic role. Does that add any pressure to it?
You know, I think it kind of did. I think the build-up to that first entrance, because it really is a big build-up, and I realized, you're the Wizard of Oz, and this whole trip has been about going to see you up to this point. It was kind of fun, and because the show is such a huge production. But what's more fun than going someplace and telling people, you know, when they ask you what you're doing in the show, you say, I'm the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
It doesn't get better than
you
that.
You can say it too, Gene, if you want.
Say, I'm the Wizard of Oz.
Anybody can say it.
I'm going to say, I know the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. I'm with the Wizard.
I'm with the Wizard.
There's a T-shirt.
I'm with the Wizard.
When you think about and doing this, even for doing it in a relatively short period of time that you've been doing it, Gina, but have you gotten a handle of what it is? And Paul, you mentioned this about this elite class that it's in, of what ingredients it possesses that has made it so enduring and something that audience have gravitated to.
I think it's pretty synergistic. And you can jump in anytime, my friend.
I like that
Gina.
Word. Keep going.
Yes,
you know, the music is amazing and wonderful. It's so heartfelt. It's so filled with emotion. It's tied to the story and the characters of The Wizard of Oz that everybody has a place in their heart for. Even people that don't know The Wizard of Oz love this show.
Yeah.
It's about relationships. It's about the friendship of these two women. And it's looking at the story of The Wizard of Oz from a completely different angle. The costumes, the sets, the lights, the music, the orchestrations, and the talent on the stage, and the direction. I mean, there's not an element of the show that is not, I hate to use the word perfection, but it's pretty magical. And the synergy, especially in this company, is really, it just raises the bar. The two ladies that are doing the show are incredible, you know, our leads, and every member of the ensemble. We show up every night. There's no such thing as an off night in this show. So that makes it pretty amazing for as an experience.
And we are a family, and we're traveling all the time together.
Yeah.
So it really it's very different on stage because you really trust each other. Whereas sometimes in shows in New York, and I'm just saying this, but you go home to
it's
your
true.
Families.
That's right.
But we're out here. And all we have is each other.
Right.
We really do. And it makes a difference when you're on stage. You absolutely trust everyone. And if something happens, the other one picks up the ball. You have no problems. It's quite
unique. It tends
unique.
To be more, it's more than a job when you do the show on the road.
On the road.
On the road.
I was thinking about this last night. I was reviewing my notes for the segment, but you'll be spending Thanksgiving with these people.
That's
yes,
right.
You know,
we were just
you'll
about
be
that.
Spending Thanksgiving in Schenectady and to be away and to do that. So it sort of has a little summer camp element, except that it goes on.
It goes on. It does.
You know, 20 years from now, when the kids all get together, they'll, you know, they always had Schenectady for Thanksgiving. It'll always be a memory that will be shared. It's true.
There's another T-shirt.
We'll always have Schenectady.
Yep. When you look at the aspects of the show, and so for you, what's the fun part coming out and playing this character?
Oh, I just love her. She has a wonderful arc, and I won't give anything away.
Yeah.
I can't give anything away, but she's just one of these beautifully written characters that you begin in one place and you get to end in a very different place that maybe the audience doesn't see. So it's just lovely, and I'm speckled throughout, and I help push the plot on.
Yes,
throughout.
And it is
it's
a character
lovely.
That's not in that we don't know from The Wizard of Oz. You can say that she is the head Shizdris.
Yes, Shizdris at Shiz University. I discover Elphaba.
And that's where Elphaba and Glinda
meet. And I put them together. I sort of by accident put them together. And you discover that in the very first scene. And then from there, the plot goes. And I have to be very careful of what I say.
No, I understand.
But I love it. It's a meaty, wonderful, wonderful role. I love it.
It is pretty cool. And it's about contrasts. It's about good and evil. Mm-hmm. What's good? What's evil? How does that come about? Or the perception of...
And do you know it? Do you know it when you're standing there?
Right. And what's bullying? Like, can you recognize bullying when you see it?
You know, I remember, I saw the show maybe about a week before it opened. Maybe we were even sitting...
We might have been sitting
next to each other.
Thought you looked familiar.
Yeah, and I just thought to myself, you know, it is... obviously, there's such nostalgia, and you assume that most people coming in have this... You know, this backstory of seeing the film, you know, in my case is 400 times. And I think most people probably have
here.
This,
yes,
right? You know,
here, yes.
You know, you see it all the time. Yeah. And so that and there's this mirror aspect in the show where there's, you know, scenes that suddenly it becomes very familiar and then you get a different view. And I think that's what brings you in. It's so fascinating and lovely about it.
It is. My husband saw me on opening night and I wouldn't let him come and see us at all. And he was surprised by things like that.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not telling you anything about it. Just come see it. And he said, I had no idea that, you know, so much of the little aspects of The Wizard of Oz that I knew.
Yeah, so many surprises, so many revelations
so many.
As an audience. And then you want to go back and see The Wizard of Oz again.
Well, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm in my 40s. And when I was a little kid, you know, nothing has changed. Those monkeys are still scary. Those flying monkeys.
You should be on stage.
You should be on stage exactly every night and watch them.
Ducking those wings, keeping out of the way of the wings.
That's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. The National Broadway tour of Wicked Naked is at Proctor's now through November 25th. To learn more, all you have to do is go to proctors.org, proctors.org. And it's a fantastic production and just a wonderful night at the theater. And, of course, Proctor's is a beautiful place to
It's a classically beautiful, wonderful theater.
Oh, it really
is gorgeous.
Everyone's so... And then there's a farmer's market there on Sunday. I mean, actors and food. I mean, I'm in heaven.
Yeah. Actually, a goat wandered across the stage the other night.
And it wasn't
no,
Jay
yes,
Russell?
It was Jay Russell. I'm sorry. I'm confusing the show from the farmer's market.
Paul Kreppel and Gina Farrell, I thank you very, very much
for being with
us this morning. It's an absolute delight, and we wish all the luck in the world.
Thank you
so
very much.
Thank
Great
you.
Pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.